This is How Was Your Weekend with Wendy and Brian. Look for updates at facebook.com/weekendpodcast or HOWW.AS/yourweekend. While you're there, please subscribe. There are links for iTunes, Android, and more.
Hey, Wendy, how was your weekend?
Good, Brian. How was yours?
Pretty good. I'm just so tired right now, mentally exhausted. I didn't even know how to start our show.
Well, I noticed that, but you know what? I'm tired too. I've been flying all over the place.
I've just been sitting around. Where did you fly to?
Well, I've been to a couple places this week, but the big one is I went to Kansas for high school graduation.
That's awesome. Congratulations. I didn't realize you were still in high school.
Listen, I'm a youngster. No, that's way in my past, but it was exciting. My childhood friend since fourth grade, Trina, meaning we've known each other for 30 years. And when the kids heard that, you know, they all had to go, oh my God. But I was like, well, you just check back and see if you're still friends in 30 years. Her second son graduated this past weekend, and it was a great time. They live kind of in the middle of nowhere, about an hour and a half or so outside of Kansas City, west of Kansas City. And it was a lot of fun. And it just brought back a lot of memories and things that I liked about high school graduation, things I didn't like about high school graduation, but all in all, it was a great time.
That is awesome. I don't know that I have many people that I would go to their kids' graduation.
Really?
Across the country.
I'm that person. Like, I'm going to have a lot of high school graduations, like, I don't know, the next eight years, like, let's say 5 to 8 years, I'm going to have a bunch to be going to. Because my friends, like a lot of their kids are turning, you know, 9 and 10 and things like that. So in the next between the next five and eight years, I'll be hitting a bunch of them. But little fun fact for you.
Yeah.
About 3.5 million students are expected to graduate this year.
That's a lot of students.
Yes.
That's like around 1% of our population.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. So
you're talking about the U.S., right?
Yes. Wow. So it's 3.5 million students between the 2016 and 2017. So between last year's and this year's graduates. So still, I think that's a ton. And 3.2 of those, this was what I thought was interesting. 3.2 of them are going to be from public schools. And 0.3 of them are from private schools. And what? I thought that the private one would be a little bit lower.
Yeah, actually, but I guess it depends on what you define as private
school. Yeah. I didn't look at that definition. I should have done that.
We have a lot more schools that I would consider that would be private or not a standard public, school. At least the schools have changed so much.
Like charter schools are big. So is charter private or is it public?
I'm assuming it would be private based on the...
Yeah, so I mean, there's all these different. Like, to your point, I think private schools have taken on a whole different level than I remember it being. Like, I went to Catholic school for 3 years before I went to public school. Right, that was obvious. That was Catholic school, it was private, but at the same time, I was like, there's so many things now that are private and you don't pay for them. You know, so I think there are things that differentiated back then don't exist anymore. But thought that was a fun little fact. 3.5 million students. That's a ton.
That is a ton.
Yeah. And so I went to West Franklin High School's graduation where, do you want to guess how many kids graduated?
Oh, gosh. I couldn't even wager a guess.
It 36 kids.
Oh, okay.
It was small. It's a small little rural farm town, which is great. And a lot of the, you know, so the ceremony went very quickly, but a lot of the kids are going to go to college. Like, I would say 50% are going to college. Another quarter are going to go straight into the workforce, and then another quarter are going to go into, like, vocational apprenticeships. So then that made me go, I wonder, you know, I know there's demographic and research out everywhere, but it would be really interesting just to take a cross-section and be like, take the most random comparisons of different schools and seeing how it all diced out in the different parts of the country and saying how many are going to go to a vocational, how many are going to go straight to work, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I didn't look all that stuff up, but I thought that was cool. And that because it was such a small class, they could share that. But we had a great time. You know, my friend Trina, her son, we didn't graduate high school together. She moved away in eighth grade. But we kind of laughed, and going to these things always make you kind of reminisce, of course, about your high school days and all those kinds of things. So tell me about your high school graduation. How many kids were in your class? I had 222.
A little over 100, I think.
Okay. You had a pretty good sized class then.
I guess. I don't remember anything about it, hardly.
About your high school graduation? Like the ceremony or just high school high school in general?
Both. the only thing I remember about the ceremony is that I tried to do like a Ric Flair strut as I went to go collect my diploma. And it was apparently one of the more pathetic sights that anyone has seen in a while. It was pretty bad.
Okay, but I love that you brought this up because her son Dalton, he and his best friend, you know, they kind of walk you in separate doors. So two people meet in the middle and then walk up the aisle, right? So they had a little competition and they did their own little skit or whatever you want to call it, their little strut, whatever. Well, Dalton is probably, I don't know, 6'2". He's a tall kid. But they had a little person in their graduating class, and that was who he walked in with. And so they did like a jump chest bump. It was incredible. That was their entrance into graduation. And then his buddy and the guy he walked in with did like this golfing four thing. But it's funny you did that because I just don't see girls do that very often. They don't come up with some little antic because my brother and his buddies did one. I didn't do one. So is it just why do you need to do a strut? What is it about a high school boy who wants to strut in a certain way or make a, is it the last mark you're leaving on the stage? What?
Yeah. Sort of to be remembered, I guess.
All right. Cool.
I was talking to a friend recently. I was just talking about what a terrible student I was, but how I was that kid that would always disagree with the teacher.
Just for the sake of doing it.
I would normally do it just for the sake of doing it.
That doesn't shock me at all because you like to discuss and debate. Like, that doesn't shock
and
me at
I've
all.
I've always been that way, apparently.
Yeah, that's all right.
But yeah, so when I graduated, I was about, of a class of about 100, I was about 40 or 50th in my class.
I don't even know where I ranked. I just knew I got good grades because I didn't want my parents to be pissed at me and I wanted to go to college.
In high school, I had the reputation of being smart. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I was also a bad student. So like I was like captain of the quiz bowl team and everything, but mm-hmm. I still, for my senior year.
The grade didn't matter. But, like, knew you were smart.
Well, it's not that the grade didn't matter. It's just I was just a bad student. Okay. But it's just kind of funny, like, I was not on the National Honor Society until like the last second I could be eligible. And it's like they basically rushed me into it. It's kind of like I was being rushed into the ER, but I was being rushed into the National Honor Society so that I could actually get in and get my like my sash and everything so that I could graduate NHS. So,
well, you're smarter than me. I didn't get that.
Well, I mean, I think you only have to have a 3.0 GPA to get it.
Oh, I had that, but I don't remember. I didn't pay attention to that stuff. I was just like, am I going to graduate? Did I get A's and B's? And am I going to go to college? And I got what I need to get scholarships. Like, that's how I based. I didn't care about any of that other stuff.
I love that. So I was reading an article this week. A friend on Facebook posted it. Ever wonder what your high school valedictorian is up to? ?
Oh, yeah.
Answer, not much.
I know what ours is, because my 20-year class reunion was not too long ago. But you watch these kids celebrate this graduation party, right? And their mom, like his mom and I have been friends for 30 years. So it made me go, how many of my high school people did I know that were friends or weren't? Do I know anything about? Well, thanks to Facebook, you know stuff which you wouldn't normally. How many of you are you? How many friends are you still friends with from high school? And even if you're not, how many are doing exactly what you thought they would be doing? Valedictorian being one. My valedictorian, who was awesome, she's still awesome. I think she had a really good corporate career, and then she decided to leave it. Let me preface. She was awesome. And she was a Denver Broncos cheerleader for a long time.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes. So that was pretty interesting because she was always in the plays and all that kind of stuff. She was in sports and stuff too, but she was an actress and did all the singer. Very, very talented. Very, very smart. But she was a Denver Broncos cheerleader while she was working in like corporate America and marketing and stuff like that, I think. But then she recently left corporate America to become like a life coach and fitness and nutritionist and all that kind of stuff. So she's on Facebook a lot and happy as she can be. And I think, you know, there's probably things that other people thought she was going to do that she hasn't, but I would still say she's extremely successful and very much who she was in high school.
So the gist of the article was because that grades and intelligence don't necessarily correlate strongly, that people who were the highest, who were the valedictorian kids who had the highest GPA, it really shows that they tend to have a tendency to comply more than be successful, because that's really what the expectation is, the way that it has been in the past. I think schools are moving away from this now somewhat.
Yeah.
But the fact that really to get good grades, it's more related to how good of a follower you can be rather than how smart you are or your leadership skills. So I thought that was really interesting. But I guess that sort of goes back to, I think, something we wanted to talk about, though, which was what would be something that you would tell yourself.
Yeah.
Your high school self.
Yeah, I think that. So are you asking me?
Sure.
You know, there's so many things you would tell yourself. I think what I wish I would have listened to, somebody told me to. So maybe more about what I wish I would have listened to as advice. Was that college, like I was adamant when I went to college too, that grades were just as important and all that other kind of stuff. And like college experience didn't matter. Like you just went, you did your work, you got to college and you move on. But that a C average in college was good enough. Like GPA wasn't going to get you a job. Like I wish somebody would have told me that. And even the whole, and I've told a bunch of high schoolers this now, do your prerequisites. If you're not totally sure what you want to major in at that point in your life, take the 2 years to take prerequisites and figure it out. And luckily for me, I had scholarships and stuff. So my degree that I went after, I wanted it, but also my scholarships were dependent on it. But I have told a million parents and I've told a million high schoolers since I've left high school, if you don't know for sure what you want to do, don't force it. And take the time, because you have time, to figure it out and make sure that you're enjoying what you're studying. But enjoy the experience. I would tell my high school self, enjoy the experience of high school. Like, it does matter. It is important. Don't just rush through it, because I wanted to get the hell out of high school. I was just like, get on with life. I want to be an adult. And I would also tell myself that what everybody else expects of you is not what you have to hold as your view, right? Everybody in my high school right now is jaws are on the floor because I don't run a hog farm and I'm not like trouncing around on a million acre farm. And that's all I do is play with pigs all day. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. And I would love that. But I think they're shocked that that's not what I immediately did and that I've got this other career and I moved away and just all these other things. So what people perceive or think your future is, don't get too hung up on that as a high schooler. Like, always go your own way. And I mean it like the song.
Yeah. So this one's sort of complicated for me to unravel the way that I want to think about this. So on the last episode, we actually talked about interacting with people, social cues. We talked about the book, The Like Switch.
Mm-hmm.
And in high school, I did a really poor job of making new friends.
Okay.
In fact, most of the friends, almost uniformly, all the friends that I have from school, with the exception of, I can only really think of one that I talk to all the time, I've known since kindergarten.
Really?
Yeah. Or before.
Okay. You didn't have a lot of newcomers into the clique.
My friend Chris, I met him in high school, and we've been friends, you know, for 20 plus years at this point.
Uh-huh.
But he's really the only, I mean, there are people in high school that I know, there are people in high school that are friends, but not people that I, you know, have much interaction with beyond Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, in high school, I don't know that anybody would particularly have any idea of what I would wind up doing.
Yeah.
Like in high school, I still had that dream of being like an astrophysicist or something. Mm-hmm. If you ask like my middle school friends, they probably would have thought that I would have been whatever, that guy from Police Academy who did all the beatboxing.
Yes.
They probably thought I would be something like that.
I can't remember his name, but that was awesome.
Yeah. So, cause I was just a weird kid.
You were just the interesting kid because everybody else was doing the normal stuff and you were interested in the not so normal things.
Yeah, I would say weird.
Okay.
There's a kid at Walmart that Kim and I saw who was just walking up and down the aisles, just doing whatever he wanted, looking at whatever he wanted to, just sort of bouncing around. But he was a very odd child in the way that he clearly looked at the world. And it occurred to me, like, as he walked past me and I tried to avoid him, that he reminded me a lot of me.
Oh, really?
At that age. So I was a weird kid. But yeah, just, I guess for me though, if I had to give my high school self,
advice,
it probably would be try a little harder. Because, I mean, I ended up...
Try a little harder at grades and making friends, doing something different.
Grades, friends. I have some regrets from high school. I wanted to play...
Oh, everybody does. If they don't, I don't know. They're lucky.
I wanted to play football.
Okay.
After my freshman year, but I didn't get to because I didn't have transportation. My parents were much, much older at that point. So, you know, I didn't even have... I had no parental support when it came to doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
So when something happened, I would have to, you know, usually depend on other people.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I would probably have told myself to not let that get in the way of doing things.
Yeah, that would have been.
But like I said, I was a really bad student. I probably would have tried harder my first couple of years in high school if I could do it over again.
I like that, though. I like that bit of advice, and I think that would be a lot of people would say that, is don't let things stop you. Don't let inconveniences or things that you think stop you from trying or doing something.
Yeah.
Right? Because I think that a lot of kids did that. And again, being of that age and you're not aware and there's so much you're still learning and growing up and all that other kind of stuff, though. But also, you know, knowing when you can step in and help somebody that wants to do these things. And I remember there, thank God for people who were like, oh, you need a ride to practice, or, you know, the freshman coming in, I'd be like, I'll take you to lunch, because they couldn't always go off campus because they couldn't drive. You know, I mean, just being that person, I would give that advice. Like, everybody's in high school, they're all awkward, they're all in their own world, regardless if they're in whatever clique or perceived, you know, group that you have of them. Everybody needs to just help each other out because everybody's, you know, in a weird place in that age.
Yeah, I think I was in a different social sphere than most of the kids because I was just so poor.
Yeah.
So the kids that I would probably naturally have had the most in common with,
yeah,
from like an interest perspective, all their parents were much more well-to-do. But it's just like that world that they existed in, I just didn't feel that I was able to enter it. But my friend Jason, who's, you know, who growing up, I felt that Jason was much more well-to-do than we were. He really wasn't.
Yeah.
I mean, but he was much more able to interact with those kids and their parents. And I think that was just because he was just more open to
anything's possible scenario.
Yeah, and I was much more inclined to dealing with the cards that I was dealt.
One thing I remember about my high school, and I appreciate it now, and at the time I probably didn't feel that way, or I didn't get hung up on a lot of the same things I think some kids do or that bugged other kids, but or I feel like I didn't. I may have. But I appreciate, our high school was very diverse. We had, you know, we had all the normal groups of kids. We had the jocks, and we had the, you know, the singers, and we had this very broad, diverse high school. But I liked that for the most part. All of those groups got along. I mean, other than the normal high school kind of drama BS, you know, I was labeled the ag girl. I played sports, and I was friends with a lot of the other people in the other, you know, whether it was sports or acting or whatever it is they did, band, auto, whatever. But I was the ag girl because I was an FFA and I competed in all those kinds of things. But nobody made that like, oh, those are the country kids and we don't want to mess with them, right?
Hey, Wendy, real quick.
Yeah.
For the people listening who don't know what FFA is, can you tell them?
Future Farmers of America.
That's awesome.
It's the best thing ever. Yeah, so we did competitions. But you know what was great is that like the agriculture vocation class that FFA group was associated with, the kids that were lost and didn't have a place to go or it didn't feel like they fit, they came to ag. And that was really cool because they didn't have to have land. They didn't have to have animals. They didn't have to, but it was kind of the safe place where nobody felt judged. But I credit that to our entire like class. Our class was, I feel like, pretty all encompassing and not very clicky to the point of harm and just stuff like that. So I feel really fortunate about that. But and a lot of the people, you know, I'll still run into from time to time, but even though my parents don't live in that, but I feel like there's still other things I should have explored, kind of to your point. I was like, oh, that's in their world. I'm over here. But we were busy enough in our own worlds. But there were a lot of people that were like your friend Jason, where it's like, I'm just going to try everything.
Yeah.
Anything's possible and I'm not scared of it. I really envied those people. And I think, you know, that if anybody had an environment in high school that they could have done that, I could have. And I should have probably took more advantage of that. But we had a great class. But I will tell you, when that day happened, I was like, I'm out. I was not emotional. I wasn't upset. I was like, yes, okay. I'm done with high school.
Tell me about that day. Let's talk about that.
So I don't know if it was just, I'm like an applied learner. Like I just wanted to get out in the world and to me, learn real stuff. Like go to work, be normal. Like, yeah, now I wish I would just go be a kid
more. Yep. But that, I take that to heart too much.
But I remember, and there's nothing wrong with it. And this is where people would say I'm probably really callous. But I remember where we had to turn our stuff in so that they would mail our diploma or whatever. And girls just sobbing like their world was over because high school was over. And I was like, what the heck is wrong with them? This is the best thing ever. Like, let's get the hell out of this place. And it wasn't because it was miserable, but I was like, I just want to do more. And I feel like I'm just going through the motions of being in high school and this is boring. Like, there's got to be better stuff out there. And so I was just really excited to be done with high school. And it wasn't because there was anything bad or, you know, that I was like leaving, but I was just like ready to move on with life, be an adult, take care of myself, become independent, blah, blah, blah. I was fortunate. We had a big party the night before my graduation. So all my friends and family, my mom has a huge family in Nebraska. So we had Grange. Do you know what the Grange halls are? Have you ever heard of those?
No.
Well, Grange is another form of like 4-H or FFA.
Okay.
But there was just this place where it was a hall.
I was thinking it was kind of liquor for a second. Yeah.
Well, no. But the hall was, the Grange Hall was where events would happen. Like FFA or 4-H meetings would take place there. People would have wedding receptions there. Like it was just kind of the community hall. And so we rented that and my family from Nebraska all came and my friends and their parents and everything else. And we just ate and laughed and had a great time. And that was I wasn't emotional about that, but that felt like a culmination and something like I had accomplished, seeing all these people kind of, you know, hanging out and the people that mattered the most to me in the room being like, yay, this is, you know, she's graduating. Yay. And then you get the gifts. And I was a very fortunate kid. I mean, we didn't have a ton of money. And to your point, I hung out with people within my same kind of eco or social class, I guess is how you would label it. So I, you know, we didn't have everything, but we had what we needed kind of thing. And we never needed more. But I remember my favorite graduation gift. I was so surprised. I worked at a vet clinic and the vet dropped off my mini fridge for my dorm room.
Oh, that is awesome.
I was like, what is this? And I was like, I didn't even think about that I needed this. And I was like, it's my vet clinic family. And I got a mini fridge. That was the best part. The worst part of my graduation was it rained a lot. Aww. So the night after graduation, when everybody else was having their parties, it was kind of a mess, but you know, it all in all was a good day. I can't complain. And I was just happy it was over and I was moving on.
My high school graduation, we had, I don't know if this is a universal thing, it's baccalaureate.
Yeah.
So that was like a week before. That was like some sort of thing. I skipped that. Like any kind of thing that...
any extra things for graduation I didn't go to. I didn't go to senior skip day. Like I didn't participate in that stuff.
I participated in senior skip day. I was able to get into that.
Yeah, I sucked at that. I didn't do those things. I went to work. I went to the vet clinic and made money.
That is awesome. So let's see here. For my graduation, I only had one person show up for it.
To the actual ceremony.
To the ceremonies. My brother Steve, he went there.
Okay.
I don't know if I invited anybody else. My parents could have made it, but didn't.
And they chose not to. Why?
Well, my mom's health was frail at that point, but yeah. I mean, she did get out.
Yeah.
So it's not like she couldn't have gotten out to go.
Well, that kind of probably sucked. I mean,
she was in a wheelchair at that point, but yeah. she could have been wheeled there.
You could have got her there.
Yeah. Let's see here. Dad, I guess, probably used mom, her health as an excuse to not go. And I don't know why, one of my other brothers didn't go. Maybe work or something.
But, do you remember? Well, they graduated before you were born, huh?
So I was only the second of my five siblings to actually graduate high school.
So it was a big deal.
So my dad and mom both had an eighth grade education. My oldest sibling graduated high school and eventually graduated college. The next three did not. They ended up getting their GED. Now, I'm not. That's no comment. That's no commentary on like their intelligence.
Yeah,
my brothers are super smart.
Oh, yeah.
My brother Steve is way smarter than I am.
So, yeah, of the smartest people I know didn't graduate high school.
But he didn't graduate high school. He hated it. He got out as soon as he could.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. It wasn't my bag, dude. If I knew it would, I could have. I probably would have. But my dad did, so that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, but, I don't remember why. So, my favorite graduation gift I actually have here in my hand right now, it's a... portable CD player. I think it
costs a Discman.
No, it's a company called Linux Sound. So It's an off brand. It was a Walmart deal. I think it costs like $20.
I love that you still have yours. I still have mine. Yeah. You know what's in it now?
What?
Pig Pharmaceuticals in my brother's pig barn.
That's awesome.
That's what they store. I love that you still have your.
Actually, apparently it's broken now. I didn't realize that the little thing that holds the disc in place just popped out.
Oh, you can fix it.
Yeah. So this is my favorite graduation gift. It's also my least favorite.
Why is it your least favorite?
It has to be. It's the only one I got.
It's the only one you got?
The only graduation gift I got.
Oh.
I know. It's sad, right?
Kilbs.
I know.
But guess what?
What?
This just goes to show you all that stuff doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It does not change the course of what your life is going to be.
So that's not where I was going, but guess what? That is so true.
Yeah.
I don't want to say high school doesn't matter. I don't want to say good grades don't matter, but unless you're trying to get into the most prestigious schools, high school really doesn't matter.
No, it is a point in time of your development, and the things that are going on in that point in time are going to go away. They're going to be a part of your past. You're going to move past them, and so. No matter how great of a day or how sad of a day or frustrating of a day it was, it's a point in time and you can appreciate all the things that were happening regardless of if it was what somebody else deemed as what should have happened versus what shouldn't have happened. Yeah. Right?
Now, I am proud to say that my niece, Ashley, daughter of my brother, Barry, who died when she was 5 years old. This was after I graduated from high school.
Mm-hmm.
I am proud to say that I was able to attend her graduation when she didn't really have... her father was gone. Her mother was there. But
she had limited family.
Yeah, she had limited family. So I was so proud to be there for her. 4 years or so. I was actually looking at photos of that today. It doesn't seem like it's been so long.
Yeah.
But I was super pleased to be there for her. But I think that's the only high school graduation I've been to.
See, I think I've been to obviously the young underclassmen. If I could get home, the underclassmen from my high school that I was friends with or that were like little brothers and sisters of my friends. But then there was like a big, you know, gap in going to high school graduations till 2 years ago when Trina's oldest son graduated. And it's a different perspective. You know, you feel so proud for them. And I'm like, man, I wish I would have felt like this for myself.
Yes.
Like I do for them right now, because they should feel excited and they should feel like it was a big deal, because it seemed very anticlimactic for me. It was very much just like, thank God, check, moving on.
So actually,
but it's cool to watch them graduate and be proud for them.
Now, actually, to your point, so maybe graduation for a lot of people, I mean, I'm certain it is, it's probably more for the people around them to celebrate what
their accomplishment.
Well, not just the accomplishment, but it's also a team effort, right?
Yes. So as a parent, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, for your family, for the most part, your family has to go in and invest a lot of time and energy and money in getting mm-hmm. you there. So
yep.
while, you know, it's all well and good, hey, look at me, I've graduated, it's really a team celebration.
That's a good point. That's the other thing. I think that's good advice for a high schooler, right? Even if you think it's not a big deal or whatever, you need to know that it was a big deal for your parents most often, or people around you who supported you along the way, that people are proud of you. And so it's as big a deal for them as it is about being your day. I didn't think about that. I think high school graduation is just interesting, because like we can look back and say, oh, here's the things we should have appreciated and we didn't. Here's the things we didn't appreciate and we did appreciate and it wasn't a big deal. But I do think that you need to enjoy it. I think you need to enjoy it as much as you can, and it's going to have great things and it's going to have crappy things. But high school is a stepping stone to much more. And it's only the start of who you are and what you're going to become. And nothing in that very moment will hold you back from what you want to do unless you let it. High school now, I think it's just probably so different even than when we went.
Yeah.
So our relatability is probably way off the scale. But the things that these kids, we didn't have social media. We didn't have all these other things that they do have to deal with, but then they also don't have things that we dealt with. So I think it's all relative, probably. But
yeah, and on the back end, you said you wanted to graduate so that you could, you know, move on, get in the real world. I think like in work, going back to something we talked about, I think in an earlier show, like a lot of our experience just in general is in the office.
Yep.
And like hiring somebody who is either fresh out of school or somebody who isn't long out of school, I have never once in an interview asked anybody what their GPA was.
Yeah.
Because I didn't care.
No.
I don't think I've ever asked anybody necessarily even what their major was. There's only like one or two majors that actually
significantly.
That positively impacted the performance of somebody doing the work that we did at the very least.
Yeah.
I understand that like an engineer or, you know, if you're a doctor or something like that, obviously that's highly important. But to what you said before, you know, a lot of this just really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's more about showing that you can do something and figuring and learning how to think your way through problems.
Being resourceful.
And being resilient.
Being resilient. And hard work, honestly, like still to this day, if you're willing to put in the effort, you're going to get something out of it. It just may not happen when you want it to. And yeah, all those other things don't really matter. And I think it's interesting. It was just an interesting thing to go and celebrate Dalton, because I've known him since he's so little, and to see how excited he is, but also to see that I feel like kids today in high school for some reason are more confident in the decision of where they want to go than I was, like their degrees or their paths, or like, I feel like whether it's the way the high school classes are or something today, the paths they're choosing, they're a lot more confident in that field or that direction than we were.
Yeah. My brother-in-law just knew that he wanted to be an electrical engineer, basically, if not from high school, from like his first year in college, and now he's graduating with his master's degree.
See,
as an electrical engineer, and I mean, he definitely knew what his path was, But I still think that a lot of kids today don't know.
Yeah, I think you got to get in. And I think for me, too, there was so much I didn't know. There's so many things I hadn't done. I'd done a lot, and I got to see, you know, parts of the country and knew there was more than Brighton, Colorado. But there was also so much I didn't know. And because I like to learn through experience and, you know, applied learning, I was really like, well, it could be anything. So right now, this feels right based on what I know about the world. And so it's just, it's a great time. And I think it's fun to, I think it's more fun watching kids graduate and go through that whole thing now. And then once in a while, I'll catch myself and I'm like, oh my God, I'm that old woman that's like, listen to me.
Yeah.
Listen, here's what I would tell you. Not that you should listen to me, but let me give you some advice. And, you know, and then I go, how many people actually said that to me? And I didn't. I dismissed it, not rudely, but I didn't let it sink in when they gave me advice in high school.
I don't know that I would always have trusted advice like that. And I honestly don't know that advice that I was given at that age, honestly, was that valuable or relevant.
I agree.
Because I think a lot of people, when they give advice, it's very much from the context themselves.
I think it's that, yes. And you're exactly right. It's the context of themselves and their experience.
And they're projecting that onto you.
Yep. And how they're perceiving you as you are in that moment as that graduating person, because they don't know all the parts of you even at that point. They see you in school. They see what your activities are and maybe, but they don't know all the other parts of your life, right? So there's always a greater part of the story that they're not taking into consideration when giving you that advice at that age.
Yeah.
Unless they're a family member who knows you really closely and knows all the things about you.
Yeah. So definitely, if you're a high school kid, listen to advice, but don't always take it because...
Process it and consider it, but it doesn't mean that it's the thing to act on.
And just because somebody's older than you are doesn't mean they're smarter than you are.
Yeah, but if your parents tell you to do it, I'm not going to tell you not to listen to your parents because I don't want to be blamed that you didn't listen to them.
As long as you live under their roof.
They're the boss, and I don't care how long you live there.
Yeah, if you're like my nephews and you're like in your 30s and you live under their roof, they're the boss.
Exactly. If they're paying your bills, sorry, Charlie, you're listening to them for the rest of your life.
Yeah. So what did we learn today, Wendy?
We learned that maybe high school was important, and we probably should have taken the experience in a little bit more than we did. But
important from what we would have gotten from it, not necessarily what we put into it.
Yes. Maybe.
Yeah.
That's probably a good way to put it.
Yeah. I don't think it's a make or break deal, but I think that enjoy it and don't just study the entire time unless you're trying to get in Harvard.
Correct.
If you're trying to get in Harvard, by all means, study.
Study all the time. And I think also to your point, be like, take in everybody, right? If you would have tried more if you would have felt more comfortable with approaching other people, right? You would have done more. I would have done more, maybe been more impactful with people that if I would have thought, you know, it's those people are going to be that you take a chance on or that you learn for, or the things you try for are going to be the most interesting stories that come out of your life. Like, honestly believe that.
Yeah.
So don't ever say it doesn't fit or make sense. Just say, why not?
Yeah. I think that's fair.
Yeah, I think why not is the first thing you ask you. And if there's no good reason why not, then you should do it anyway.
Yeah, there you go. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody out there who's listening, please subscribe.
Yes.
It would be awesome. Go to our website at howwasyourweekend. That's howwas.as/yourweekend.
Or like us on Facebook, if you haven't already, at facebook.com/weekendpodcast. We'd love to see you there. Give us some likes, give us some love, give us some feedback.
Give us some likes, give us some love.
Give us some feedback.
We would love that.
Brian, what are you doing next weekend?
Oh, great question, Wendy. You know, honestly, at this point, I think I'm just going to be plugging away, working on some projects. I don't think I'm doing anything that fun, but I think that you might be.
Well, I'll be preparing for a week-long event in Iowa at a pig show.
I cannot wait to hear about that.
Yes, my nieces are going to be showing at the World Pork Expo, so I'm excited. It's an annual tradition at this point, and it has so much to give. So it will be more than a weekend's worth of conversation.
Sweet. Awesome. Well, I can't wait to hear more about it next week.
See you then. This was How Was Your Weekend with Wendy and Brian. Please subscribe at our website, howwas.yourweekend. That's howwas.yourweekend. Please leave a review and tell a friend.